uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Open Line Friday. Get it off your chest day. Whatever is on your mind today, you can express yourself.
Express yourself.
Toll free number anywhere on this side of heaven. And if you're listening in heaven, call me. All right. 888-777-5377-888-77-Jesse. This is the last day for my biblical question this week. The final day for my biblical question. Why are adult women saying publicly they have been sexually assaulted? Why are the adult women saying these things in public? There's a motive behind it. I want to know what you think. I'll give my little 2 cents on it in the third hour today, but I want to hear from you about it. Why are these women saying this in the public? Wouldn't you like to know that? Yes, Jesse, I would like to know that. So, you know, I have to say that, and just remind you, that our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. No such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamphobiaism. No isms. No, or there be dad isms. Is either right or wrong, good or evil. And if you can't see that now, then I don't know what to say. I mean, with the attack that the Great White Hope has been under since day one of announcing that he was going to run for president, and he was going to put a big, beautiful wall around the borders. It's just been out of control. And that's fine, because I want you to see that it's not about color. It's not about male or female. It's right or wrong, good or evil. And now we have this whole deal going on with President Trump and Kanye West. I do want to explain to you the liberal Democrats, the liberal media, the mob Democratic Party, the mob Never Trumpers are having a hissy fit. And the reason they are, because November is primaries. The primaries comes in November, and we have to vote. And the Democrats are desperate to get back in. Not because they have anything to offer the country and no intent to do good by the country, but to gain power and wealth and to destroy God, men, good women, and children, and the unborn child. That's what they want, to turn America into a socialist society. It's all about that and nothing else. And so the worst thing that can happen to the Democratic Party at this time, or any time really, is for Black Americans to wake up, most Black people to wake up and see that the Democratic Party is not for them, has never been for them. It's the worst thing that can happen to the Democratic Party. So with Kanye West coming out and boldly wearing the Make America Great hat again and speaking up and not afraid, they are in total shock right now. Pure mamma mia, hola, si senor, senor si, senor si. Grab your wallet. Shock. Because they don't believe, they don't want Black people to wake up. If Black people wake up, it's over for the Democratic Party. You can say goodbye to the Democratic Party. They don't have enough illegal aliens illegally registered to vote yet to keep them in there, right? So they are having a hissy fit because Kanye is very popular with young people, including Black people. And they know, even Maxine Waters said Kanye West needs to be quiet. He doesn't realize he's influencing other people, the Black people. And they are running scared. I was just so scared. And it's so nice to see this, because the Democratic Party is an evil party. And anyone who support the party support evil. You can't be of good and support evil. So Kanye West is under attack. He doesn't mind. The Great White Hope is under attack. He doesn't mind. And any man or woman, never mind the color, who stands up for good, you're going to be attacked. But that's fine. Be bold. Be brave. Love what's right. Stand up for the country. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
It's amazing. It's so amazing.
Amazing. So Kanye West and Jim Brown, and I do want to say that this attack that's happening to Kanye West right now, because he is a black Republican, is not new. This has been going on since Booker T. Washington, George Washington Carver, all the way down to Walter Williams, Justice Clarence Thomas, and on and on and on. I've been on attack for 29 years for being a conservative Christian Republican and speaking out about it. Because they don't want, and I want you to know, blacks who speak the truth are being trying to are being stopped or trying to be stopped by blacks and whites and Mexicans and others. It's not just the white folk, liberal Democrats. It's the blacks. The blacks are the worst enemies of black conservatives. You have no idea, even in your own family, blood family, they are turning against you. But when you love what's right, with all your heart, soul, and might, when you love your country, that's fine. It's absolutely fine. Kanye West and Jim Brown met with President Trump in the Oval Office yesterday. Liberals turned against Kanye. This is from the Golden State Times. Kanye says, if you're black, you're expected to be Democrat. That's so true. Here's his argument.
You know, people expect that if you're black, you have to be Democrat. I have I've had conversations that basically said that welfare is the reason why a lot of black people end up being Democrat. They say the fathers lose the jobs and they say, we'll give you more money for having more kids in your home. And then we got rid of the mental health institutes in the 80s and the 90s and the prison rates just shot up. And now you have Chirac, what people call Chirac.
Amazing. And he's absolutely right. If you're black, you're expected to be Democrat. I can't tell you how many conversations I've been in with people, black, whites, and others, and they just automatically think you're Democrat because the majority of black people are Democrats. And he's right again. At one point, you can, black women were getting paid to have children out of wedlock. The more children you have, the more money you get from the government. I know women who have had babies to stay on welfare, and their children have done it, and so on and so on and so on. He says his friends tried to scare him not to wear his MAGA hat.
You know, they tried to scare me to not wear this hat, my own friends. But this hat, it gives me power in a way. You know, my dad and my mom separated, so I didn't have a lot of male energy in my home. And also, I'm married to a family that, you know, not a lot of male energy going on. It's beautiful, though.
Amazing. 100% correct. If you notice, most black men feel and act like a woman. They act like their mothers because they have taken on their mother's identity. They have no idea what, as he said, the energy is of a man. And President Trump is clearly demonstrating the energy of a man. And a whole lot of folks, men and women, boys and girls, are attracted to that. But what you don't realize is that the real power, real authority is in the man. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman. And this is why so many black men are beta males. They're very angry, very emotional. They look to the women to take care of them. They look to the government. They think like women, so they are Democrats. They feel the need for the Democratic Party because they are incapable of taking care of themselves. because they did not have the energy of their fathers in the home. So I understand why Kanye is attracted to that from the Great White Hope. Are we able to do another one?
One more.
Oh, here's where he says, Hillary, I'm with her, didn't do a lot for him.
You know, I love Hillary. I love everyone, right? But the campaign, I'm with her, just didn't make me feel as a guy that didn't get to see my dad all the time, like a guy that could play catch with his son. It was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. You made a Superman. That's my favorite superhero. And you made a Superman cape. For me, also as a guy that looks up to you, looks up to Ralph Lauren, looks up to American industry guys. Non-political, no bullshit. Put the beep on it, however you want to do it, 5 seconds delay, and just goes in and gets it done.
Amazing. He sat in front of the president and said, no bull. I've heard it all. And the president just in there looking. Wow. Amazing. Amazing. These are great times. Thank God for it, and thank the Great White Hope, President Trump. And thank you, because it takes all of us to make this happen, folks.